Hey everybody, this is Jeff, the GM of the story you're about to listen to. I just wanted to jump in, say hi, and let you know that when we started this, we had no idea kind of what we were doing. So there are some growing pains as I learn how to edit and add sound effects and music and whatnot. So I hope you stick with us, but anyways, I hope you enjoy our story. Bye!
Hey everyone, you're listening to Big Campaign Stories. My name is Jeff, and I am the Dungeon Master for this actual play, Pathfinder First Edition podcast. My group has been rolling dice for a long time now, about 20 years, and we've been building on the world the entire time, from classic 3.0 D&D with elves and dwarves, to Pathfinder First Edition, now with hoverbikes and machine guns. This time, we're playing in a cyberpunk-esque world, but with magic. Bright neon, rainy streets, faces illuminated by cell phones, and at the same time, anti-corporate druids, hackers, and technomancers. My players run a repo company called Bold Requisitions in the massive sprawling metropolis of Dargath. They might refer to places outside the city, but for this part of the game, we'll stick just to Dargath. Though the city is patrolled by Dargath law enforcement, commonly called Seekers, gangs can be found all throughout the city. Some small, like the Moon Rats or the Blink Dogs. Some are better backed, more corporate mercenaries, like Applied Solutions. There are still gods that people offer prayer to, but corporations have taken their places. For the most part. The largest company is known as Inmon Advancements, your standard megacorp. They make everything from sodas to androids, floating Hedron vehicles to datapads. Inmon Advancements is run by Typh Raylan, who watches over the city, looking for chances to expand his empire. Our heroes will start, having recently completed a job, recovering some information for Inmon from a corporate thief, Martelix. He's a Lykel, think of a blue gnome that really likes hats. And of course, running a repo company comes with fun risks like gangs trying to get back their property that they rightfully owned. Start the scene at the local Seekers headquarters. There's nothing wrong here, you're simply coming back to report on the events of the night before. At the front desk, an older Seeker asks for your name and information before you come in. Starting with Sean, what does your character look like?
Boris Kella is a light green, lightly spotted void from Anise, which is a land to the north.
I'm a foreigner!
Yeah, just kind of wearing casual hoodie, hoodie and sweats, hoodie and yoga pants. Pretty laid back. Meta-wise, they wouldn't be asking my class, but I'm an adaptive shifter.
Any weapons? Anything specific on you?
I don't imagine it would be wise to bring weapons, but I think I've got a gun that I use sometimes. But for the most part, I'm just unarmed.
Girl, push up the large purple frames on his glasses as he goes to the next, asking you to sign in before turning to Jesse.
I'm Oswald Rayland. 19-year-old Illican with light gray skin. I keep my tentacles kind of messy, not because it's cool, just because I can't be bothered to like style my appearance. Kind of short, 4'7", coming from Pauldron, another city to the north where I used to live in the underground portion of a tiered city. I'm walking around in a leather jacket with the logo of a newspaper on the back. I used to be a newspaper delivery guy for them, and I have this big Hedron harvesting equipment thing strapped to my back, which allows me to shoot grappling hooks out from my body and attach them wherever I want and move around pretty nimbly.
All right, you wouldn't have that on here, though, right?
Oh, I probably would, actually. I probably wouldn't think to take off the harvesting equipment. I think the only thing I would have like thought ahead of time to leave behind at the office is the seeker pistol. But I still would have had like my other gun and a knife and and the harvesting equipment. So they're going to have to stop me about that stuff. I've never been in trouble with the cops before.
They'll have you begin to disrobe and unequip while they move on to the next person. Mav.
I'll be super embarrassed while they do that.
Dash will probably be looking around. Not used to having to deal with cops is where he comes from. The cops don't bother people as he comes from kind of the usher echelons of society. Well, he thinks he does. He's a kind of an androgynous android wearing high-waisted like slacks. Probably some sort of like heel, a vest with no shirt underneath. He walks with a stick, kind of uses it like a cane, more for show, but he also uses it to fight with. Yeah, he'd walk up and he says, well, where do I sign?
He pushes the papers and points towards a line at the bottom.
Yeah, I won't even take time to read it as I just signed my life away. He is a swashbuckler. He's like a monk archetype, but I use my stick to fight.
They would request the stick.
Yeah, he would be hesitant to give it away, even though it's pretty much a basic stick, but they'll hand it to him.
It's not one of those sword canes?
No, nothing so crude.
And then they turned it to you, John.
Lucius Astebold. I start walking forward. Lucius is a 30-year-old, scrawny, 5'9", hair thinning, slicked back, wearing a suit. Looks like he comes from money, because he does. And pulls a gun out of holster and sets it on the desk for them to take out. He's got a shoulder holster on next to his vest or whatever. Looks like we had all the time in the world to sleep, but didn't really bother. Bags under eyes. Lucius is a sorcerer, so with an annoyed look on my face, I'll point to where they want me to sign, and my name will appear there, the signature.
They'll take your stuff aside before leading you back to an interrogation room. The officer that brought you will, of course, ask if you need any coffee or water before he heads out.
Coffee, please.
Coffee.
Me too.
In a styrofoam cup, please.
Yeah, he'll return shortly with three coffees, letting you know that it'll be just a few questions, and investigators Dawson Quinn will be here shortly to speak with you.
We'll definitely make my coffee taste like it has whiskey in it.
You're just fooling yourself, you know.
I know.
It's about 30 minutes before the investigators arrive.
Did they separate us?
They did not. All four of you are in one room. You can definitely tell that behind you is the one-way glass.
Yeah, I'll definitely be just even more annoyed by that.
Awesome. Probably go up to it and increase. I'll probably go up to the one-way mirror and put my hands up over my eyes, see if I can see through it.
You cannot.
You would just see me in the background checking out my reflection.
Oswald would be sitting there just like increasingly getting a little nervous, like bouncing his leg a little, like every 3 minutes he'd be like going for his HCOM to like play a game on his phone or whatever, but you know, they took it from him, so he can't do that.
When's the last time you took off your climbing gear? Don't you sleep in that stuff?
It's got to be uncomfortable.
It's surprisingly comfy. Like you just like pin it up into the ceiling and, you know, you sleep in it like a little hammock.
No, I don't think I could ever sleep in that thing.
After 30 minutes, Doss and Quinn enter. Both of them with markings upon the side of their sleeves. Mark them as investigators. Doss, about 5'10", light green skin with dark stripes. Avoid, like yourself, fours. A serious look seems stained on her face, and you can see a pack of cigarettes in her side pocket. She is wearing some light gray armor underneath her Seeker's uniform, and her gun is at her side. Quinn, though, a lot more friendly looking. 5'8", blonde hair, 5 o'clock shadow, but with a pleasant, kind of happy smile that looks like he's ready to believe anything. Unlike his partner, he does not have a uniform covering the light bullet-resistant armor he's wearing underneath, and there's a stun baton strapped to his left side. They introduce themselves and ask if there's anything that you need before they get started.
No, let's get this over with. We've been waiting long enough.
I'll nod at that.
Yep. Oswald's just following Lucius's lead.
Doss will open up a file in front of her. Quinn asks, so just a brief rundown. Can you tell us what happened last night?
Yeah. Local gang called the Boon Rats. They owe us for their car that I have impounded. And they decided that they were just going to break in and take it. Somehow they were stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine through sheer incompetence.
Quinn will laugh at that. Doss will continue to stare as she takes notes. All right, so the Moon Rats trying to break in. Was anybody there on site?
Yeah, my ward, Barry Harrington.
We'll have to get Barry in to ask him then.
Oh, unfortunately, due to legal precedence, I'm not quite positive, but Barry is actually property, so no.
Yeah, they'll both seem a bit taken back by that, as Quinn will... Oh, okay, well... We'll have to look into that as well.
There you will. And
does anybody know what happened to the truck?
Truck is still there.
Oh, the one that crashed into the old man's chest table?
Oh. A bead of sweat appears on Oswald's forehead.
Sorry, no idea what was up with that.
Quinn smiling will look to the rest of you to see if anybody else is offering information.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm going to try to lie. I think I may have saw one of the Moon Rats fleeing the truck as we pulled up.
Perhaps it was just a way that they were trying to break through the fence. They seemed to have so many ways that they were trying.
Doss will tap Quinn on the shoulder, giving the appropriate nod as he will laugh at that. And they aren't the brightest in the pack, are they?
No.
You'd think with a sculptor, with something like that, They'd be going after something a bit bigger.
Another bead of sweat appears on Oswald's forehead.
You can't control your sweat.
You don't know.
Blank stare mixed with annoyance. I'll say, sorry.
Nothing seems. Just a question. Just asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And was there anything else that happened that night that we need to be aware of?
No, I feel that you just need to apprehend the moon rats that tried to break into my establishment.
Excellent. Do you have any names?
Yes.
Kavan, I think, was the one we saw.
Thank you. I have such a hard time pronouncing his name. Shriek of Ron.
Yeah, Quinn will write that down. And Dosh, I do need that bluff check.
Oh, yes, of course. All right. I am not awful at this. Do I get to add anything else to it?
Check my that guy. Means you're going to roll under a 5.
I know, right? Okay. So I had to plus 10 to this, so 1d20 plus 10. I had to roll a natty 20. I get a 30.
Oh, snap.
I was promised under 5 as the DM.
Sorry, the best I could do is a 20.
With a clean 30 on that, even the suspicious cop has to admit that that all sounds plausible, and that makes sense. The moon rats are not the most competent, and of course they tried to drive a truck into a fence that they were already trying to attack.
Sounds like them.
Quid would ask one more thing as he starts to get up. We had a report from another business in the area, Applied Solutions, saying that they had a run-in with a known con artist. You guys wouldn't know anything about that. Prophet of the great Lord Bufo.
I'll look over to my associates, everybody that's here, just like,
Jesse, beat of sweat.
I probably don't even catch the look. And I say, oh, you mean Jazz?
What he means to say is no.
What happened with Applied Solution?
Oh, they had reported a robbery. Some of their property was taken, and just thought it'd be worth asking, since you're in the repo business, if anyone had tried to sell you a stolen data pad or...
No, unfortunately, all our ties with Father Jazz have been cut.
Good to hear. Well, thank you for your report. We will look into the moon rats, and we can always outsource some work, so if you're open to working with the Seekers, we're happy to keep you in mind.
Well, and we are always looking for business, so please feel free to leave a line with our clerk, Gore.
With that, they'll return your items. The officer from before that took down your names and descriptions and had you sign on will laugh, handing over the old Hedron mining gear back to Oswald.
I'll just put it on right there in the lobby.
How long does that take? How awkward is that?
That's an excellent question. I imagine it's not quick.
Right. It's like donning full plate armor.
Probably.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I imagine that there's like this sort of like harnessy type part that is like wrapped around my torso, like lots of big clamps and metal buckles and whatnot. And then kind of a big chunky bit on the back with a lot of like little pointy grappling hook tips kind of pointing out of it. And then probably a lot of like leather strapping in addition to that, kind of like attaching it to my arms and legs and such, just so it stays stable and everything. So it's a lot of straps and buckles and clamps.
Gotcha. It's like staring at a clock, just waiting for you. Oh my God.
Yeah, occasionally Seekers walk by and we'll chuckle and laugh watching as you don your mining equipment in the middle of their front lobby.
It's not my fault they didn't direct me to a changing room.
But that, you guys will be able to head out. You're able to get into the van. Or you guys have a truck, I think we decided, right?
I think it is a van.
It's a van with like a towing part on the back?
Yeah.
You're able to get into the van and head out into the city. It's early afternoon by the time you leave the station. The wet streets and bright neon lights welcome you as you drive out of the cramped and overflowing downtown part of the city and start down the broken roads that lead back home. Bright billboards with advertisements for soft drinks and fancy restaurants far above your pay grade line the street as you turn onto your section of this once industrialized area, now refit to make space for squatters and other people that are trying to get a foothold in the shadow of Amon advancements. You'll pass by your local greasy spoon, Goodberries. In the window, a small halfling child waves at you.
I wave back.
When you pull in, you can see the damage done on the side of the chain link fence. The large energy weapon, a sculptor normally used for excavations, has left a fair amount of collateral damage on the walls and buildings around the area. Inside are your two employees, Goratori, a lizard folk, tall with a Gila monster pattern, and with the coolest shoes around. He's almost always playing on his phone. And Barry Harrington, an android with a stocky frame, and longtime family friend and servant of the Espold family, a bit of a curmudgeon. He means well even when he sounds like he's disapproving, which is always. But upon return, Barry will say, "You have a couple messages, sir. Your sister Matilda called and said, I quote, I will call back later when a person will pick up."
Yeah.
Great, Matilda. I think I'll wait for that call back later then.
You also have a message from a very impatient fellow named Van Veras, asking if you'd found the briefcase yet. Goratori will take this time to also stand up and proudly announce that I also have a message. I was able to sell that stuff you wanted. I was able to push it to a very reliable fence. He said he'd have the money in our account by the end of the week, but we did get $2,500 up front. And if he doesn't pay us, then I figure we can track him down to get our stuff back that he hasn't paid for.
Excellent work, Gore. Knew we hired you for a reason.
He'll beam a large lizard smile, specifically at Barry.
So, I'll motion for everybody to head into the office. We'll all listen to this message from Vaughn, right?
Yeah, you can hear the panic in his voice. You can almost see him basically wiping back sweated hair. He's probably standing over his phone as he proclaims very loudly and angrily. He expected to have this done sooner. The other group's already been hired. And then if you want to see an answer to that, if you want to see any of that money, you'll make this your top priority.
Remind me, he hadn't promised us an actual amount of money, right? It was some kind of portion of the value of the briefcase that was stolen, something like that?
Correct.
And Veras. Well, that's just bad business practice right there. I don't think that there's much that we can gain from confronting the moon rats right now. And it might just be a bad idea, even if we did, because the police are involved.
I'm probably going to question those guys too.
Right. I wonder if they're dumb enough to bring up the sculptor. I would imagine that they would not want to get in trouble for that. But did somebody think that they could fix that thing?
I can take a look at it.
Sounds good. If you'll let us know if it can be fixable or whether or not we need to just pawn that thing off as quick as we can.
Okay.
Sounds like Van Veras might be our next priority.
Didn't we see people die when the Minrats took that sculptor?
We did.
Yeah.
Maybe we should not leave it out in the open so we have a murder weapon in our front yard.
Right, yeah. We'll bring it inside for certain to get worked on, right? Is that something Oswald can just pick up and take inside, or is it too big?
I don't think I can pick it up and carry it by myself.
It's more unwieldy than anything. It's, it's that fun trying to move a futon by yourself. It's not that heavy, 35 pounds for the main part of it. It's just oddly weighted. So, but easy enough for...
stumble around.
Yeah.
Is that... Shrikavron was big enough that he could actually wield it, though, right? Or did he put it on a truck? I forget.
Yeah, they set it up on a small turret.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe Fors, if you can help him bring that in.
Yeah.
And I think with Dosh present, we'll call back Van Veras.
An irate voice picks up. Sounds like it's in hushed tones. Wherever he's at, he doesn't want other people to overhear, as he answers with a, "Have you found it?"
You hired on another contractor? What is that?
Say, that's incentive.
Expect the price to go up. I'll hit the end call button on my phone. Dosh, it was the red bandanas. Sorry. We think they took it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we tracked him down to... he was the one who said he thinks the red bandanas jumped him, right?
Right.
And so me and Oswald had went and talked to the red bandana leader and convinced him to let us in on a mission they have going on this Friday.
I think that's our biggest lead right now. Let's get that briefcase back.
You want to try and get it before this mission pops off or during?
I don't know yet. We don't... It's hard to say, even if they have it, right? So after meeting with them, do we think we got a way to scope out where they actually, did they just hang out at that bar? Or do they have a base of operations?
At least a few of them hang out at the wagon wheel, yeah.
Yeah, it was a
I think the bar is their base of operations. Are we talking about the moon rats?
No, we're talking about Red Bandana.
Ah.
So maybe...
They also hang out at a bar, just a different bar.
Maybe we do try to get eyes on this briefcase or see if we can't get any information about it beforehand. Maybe we go back and rediscuss with them this mission on Friday. And at the same time, maybe we can see if we can't see this thing.
So this area is kind of our neck of the woods or your neck of the woods, right? Do you have a young, scrappy kid, ears to the ground, you could talk to about things going on in the neighborhood.
We have a man that plays chess at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Well, sounds like the truck ran into his chessboard, so hopefully he wasn't hurt.
Yeah, because we might be able to, if it wasn't Red Bandana who snatched the briefcase, it could have just been somebody else, and then they're going to need a way to get rid of it.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Let's go see if Sheriff Dell knows anything about this. And maybe, I know that we've just been straight robbed, but I do think that we have enough money that we can present him with a new chessboard and a table.
You might have one downstairs and all that weird shit you have.
We don't talk about the weird shit.
We could also have Gore check with his fence contact to see if a weird briefcase has come through lately.
Well, that's not a good direction.
Sounds good. Gallo, let's go through every option and plan on heading back to that bar tonight. But
if I recall, the bar was very android centric.
Yeah, their drinks did not taste good.
Yeah.
I can make any drink taste good.
Yeah, can you make any drink? Can you make your liver digest any drink?
The answer to that is no. All right, so probably get back in the van, go pick up a table and a chessboard, and go try to meet up with Sheriff Dell.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I imagine that Oswald will be working on the sculptor.
Got it. So I'm staying behind.
Yeah, asking Gore to look into a briefcase. He'll see what he can find, boss.
Not so much a briefcase, but somebody that was beaten up and had their briefcase taken. Maybe that can help you find this briefcase a little bit better. Somebody was literally robbed, but beaten very badly.
Josh will kind of pip up, say, didn't we find a briefcase recently? It had serums in it.
Though we did, we knew that that was from Martelix.
The very first session, you guys arrested him.
With the serums in it.
Three serums and one of them was missing?
Right, and he jabbed himself with one. And
he jabbed his other guy with one, wasn't it?
I mean, this happened, the robbery happened, I think, a week after that.
Okay, so the timelines don't line up.
Yeah, I think Martelix's briefcase was associated with his work that he'd been doing with Amon.
Okay.
Right. But we should definitely confirm that with Jeff. Jeff, was that the case?
Yeah.
Right. The time frames don't match up.
Correct.
Brad?
Okay, just cover my bases.
I believe you guys still have that briefcase.
We do.
You guys will head out to purchase a chessboard and bring it to the old man at the end of the street. Shrep Dell, kind of your classic elbow patch kind of coat. Sits around playing chess at the end, old blanket draped across his legs, and keeps a thermos of coffee nearby, no matter how warm or cold it is outside. He is a void with more spots than stripes and kind of a light green skin, but he will be very pleased. He'll be very happy, of course, to see you guys walk up with a new board for him.
Yeah, Chef, we're sorry that happened to you.
Things like that happen, he says, smiling as he takes the board.
Yes, that's the way to look at it. But while we're here, we did come hoping to ask you some questions. There was a man that was beaten and had his briefcase taken by our leads have thrown us in the way of the Red Bandanas. Do you know anything about this? Have you seen anything?
He opens the coffee thermos to fill up his cup. Say that doesn't sound, it sounds odd for the Red Bandana to be assaulting someone so openly without knowing who or.
He's definitely with Amon.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Surprised he walked away then. But the street's been pretty quiet here, with the exception of Goodberry's chickens going missing. There's been a quiet week here. Well, and the chessboard incident.
Well, if you hear anything, please let us know. But hopefully this chessboard will bring you some joy.
Yeah, he will. Thank you. Begin setting it up.
I'll turn to everybody else, say, even the mention of Goodberry's. You guys want to go get some food?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's early afternoon, so for a diner, it's pretty empty. Sabrina, the halfling owner, will walk over and take your orders as usual.
Yeah, it'll take a second for me to decide, but...
This is your standard kind of greasy spoon. All the silverware is mostly clean, or if it isn't, you just wipe it off.
Yep, scrutinize the menu a little bit longer, and I think I'm just going to have to go with bacon pie.
I got to go chicken fried steak.
Instant food envy.
Can you be so bad at everything?
Probably get on the phone and call Oswald. And tell him to come Hooray. On over for some lunch, too.
No, he has to keep working.
Make sure everybody's here.
I will just immediately set down tools and just hustle across the street.
Noted, we have never invited Gore. So, yeah, when Oswald gets here, yeah, looks like We don't have very much information on that. We might be going back over to this bar. But has anybody heard anything about these chickens missing over here?
Other than Dell, no.
It's to me.
Hopefully that wasn't, I don't know, didn't happen during the attack on our place last night.
I will place an order for an over-easy fried egg or three inside of an omelet.
What?
You never had a fried egg omelet before?
I want eggs in my eggs.
Yeah, I want eggs of varying cooked and varying degrees. Mixed together.
With, like, you know, some hash browns or something on the side, I guess.
You guys are going to give me shit about it.
What? It's good. You want one too? Hey, we'll get two of those.
No thanks. I don't eat food.
But yeah, if the next time, like, maybe one of the kids comes by or something, just ask if we could speak to Sabrina.
Yeah. At this point, she's simply setting up for the next day. But the children will call her over. Definitely double check. Make sure that the fried eggs inside of your omelet were still runny.
Oh, yeah.
When Sabrina comes by, like, I'll just want to apologize right up front. Sorry so much for the incident that happened last night. We don't mean to be bringing that trouble into our neighborhood.
Yeah, she has a bit of a worried tone, but at the same time, since no one was hurt, there's not as much concern there of that she would be happy to know that all of you are okay.
Yeah, and we are. We're fortunate. And hopefully the Seekers will make sense of this. And I hope that they didn't affect anything that could have involved your business. Sheriff Dell said that you'd been missing some chickens, your cockatrices.
Yeah, her eyes go a little bit wide for that, but yes, we did find that one was missing. Looks like something pulled it out of its cage. It was ripped apart, blood and feathers around the area. It is illegal to have cockatrices in the city, so if you could keep that away from the Seekers, it'd be appreciated.
Yeah, we give them very limited information.
But yeah, I don't know of anything that eats them normally, or at least I don't know what could have taken them.
Well, if there's anything we could do to help, please let us know.
Absolutely. She will top off coffees and then head back over to start prepping for tomorrow.
Doc will be kind of confused and a little bit amazed that you're not squeezing her for something, knowing that she has illegal stuff. Where he comes from, you always try to get something for something. You're always trying to one-up someone, especially your neighbors.
Yep, our neighbors, but this is our block. These are the people we take care of.
He'll be impressed by that.
And on the same subject, gotta say, it hurt me to call Barry property like that. I hope you don't think like that. I just don't want the cops talking to us.
Yeah, no judgment. I was just a little shocked.
No saving face on that one, but hopefully you understand why. Anyways.
Aren't the cops the good guys? I say with all 19 years of my experience about how the world works.
Side glance and start poking at my bacon pie. No answer.
Yeah, the guys that made you strip in their lobby, yeah, they're not always.
How's that sculptor going?
Slowly. It's a delicate piece of machinery that got run over by a truck. And then smashed up against a fence. And then carried upstairs by two people who were trying their best not to scrape it on the walls.
Tried to use a truck to break through the fence. Oh, Seekers.
So, yeah, it'll probably take me some time yet just to figure out whether it's even fixable.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that being said, the sculptor is going to take a lot more work than one day will allow to kind of fix.
Can it be fixed? Can I fix it?
Let's go ahead and get your check for today.
Okay, so I could do a craft mechanical?
Yeah.
Well, ooh, I got a 20 total on my craft mechanical.
Yeah, as it sits, you probably, if at this kind of current rate, you can probably get this fixed in a month.
Okay, I'll relay that to the boss. He can decide how he wants me to spend my evenings.
Friendless and fixing a sculptor.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll probably start investigating how much we can sell this thing for then. But, good to know that that's where you're at. It's going to take, I wanted to take less of your time, I think, from now on then. We'll just see where we go. I think the goal tonight is for everybody to head up to the whistle stop, and we're going to try to see if we can't find where this briefcase is, subtly from the red bandanas. Maybe not take it yet, but at least find out where it is.
And whistle stop, you mean the wagon wheel?
Wagon wheel. Thank you. They all sound the
whistle stop is next door.
Probably is. Or which one? Is that now a chain? So, yeah, head to the wagon wheel. See what we can't do to reinforce that maybe we're going to go on this mission with them. But really, we're trying to find this briefcase. Anybody got anything to throw in on this? Any plans?
Just be careful of the drinks. Like I said, they're not tasty.
I haven't looked into like slivers and stuff in this game, but I was thinking of being able to wear a earpiece or something where I can just hands-free communicate with you guys while undercover.
I think so. That is a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're rich enough to do that.
Huh. Okay. I'm
looking it up right now.
I'll just have to do the poor man's communication by writing on napkins and sliding them to you.
Right.
Ah, a sliver costs 2,000.
Okay, so no.
Well, I mean, we got more than that from Gore just now, but that sounds like a significant portion of our funds exactly. Right now after Jazz took all the rest of our money.
Exactly. I was thinking about asking if we wanted to report that while we were at the Seeker's place, but then I figured I should keep my mouth shut.
You'd be able to glimpse from me that I don't want to give Seekers any information more than I need to. Mm-hmm. And Jazz is our problem. It's not the cops' problem.
Yeah. Well,
I am once again totally incapable of reading all that on your face.
That can be a conversation that we have too. Somebody wants to ask. We tend to work independently of the cops. We gave them a card, but we don't answer their phone calls.
Gorwell.
yeah, Gorwell.
So I got my Cybernator cosplay on.
I think when Dosh and I went last time to the wagon wheel, we weren't in disguise at all, right? We just went in as though we were just random folks who were kind of poking around and maybe interested in volunteering for the Red Bandana.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would suggest we continue going, except for any wild card thing that Forrest wants to do. Go for it.
So you guys will head out in the van. It's raining this evening, as you guys will pass under the large billboard of Dr. Punch Junction, everyone's favorite local soda.
Is it like Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah, but it's got this dude with a giant arm who's just always punching through walls and stuff.
I see.
I prefer Underground Crush from Pauldron.
Like to point out that I always drive with my driving goggles and gloves, which are just leather fingerless gloves.
Everyone get in the jalopy. What if it was a cyberpunk aesthetic, but I was a hipster?
This is very much what I'm going for.
That sounds like a sorcerer.
I drive a classic car. It's a 94 Honda Tercel.
Whenever you guys want to come up with a fake brand, just throw it in appropriately. But yes, fake brands approved. But yeah, you guys will pass by food vendors and noodle shops, bright billboards and various vehicles going to and fro as people walk at this late time in the night as you head into the bar district towards the wagon wheel. Going inside, it's a fair and comfortable atmosphere, decent-sized bar. Looks like it was repurposed from a warehouse to make what it is now. The windows are all drawn up tight and closed. The bartender nods as you walk in. You can see that there is a significant amount of androids here. And it's not hard to recognize Red Bandana members by either the bandana that they have tied over an arm or the ones that have dedicated the group that have a tattoo that goes across their face and eyes back to their ears. Oswald and Dosh will both get a nod from a pair of androids in the back that are sitting with some other people. But otherwise, welcome to the wagon wheel.
I'll go up to the bar.
Walking with you guys.
I'm waiting outside.
Yeah, so Dosh and Oswald, both of you, like, gonna kind of lean on you guys to talk to these guys since you already know them. I'm here for anything you need, but we're just trying to find that briefcase. So do your best.
I'm gonna order one of the android drinks because it's a rare occasion I actually get to drink something for me. Ask the leader we talked to before,
Bossinaro.
I'll ask if Boss is in today.
Yeah, the bartender will do the slight head nod, pointing back towards the table.
Yeah, I'll wait till he finishes my drink and then head over to the table.
I'll kind of reluctantly order one of those red things again as well.
I imagine he's like an android who's never made, doesn't know how to make human drinks, so it's just random like booze.
Right, and I don't go in bars enough to know like what I should order. So
humans drink these things, pour four ingredients together at random.
Well, last time I just got whatever you were having, which was not alcohol.
Yeah. Whatever it is grape flavored. Humans like grape. But yeah, I'll motion the guys over to come ask Boss if there's room at the table.
Yeah. Bosnaros will motion for a few of the nearby members to bring chairs over. Bosnaros is kind of an average height, about 5'9", entirely silver android. There's no hiding what he is. Does not seem to be designed with the idea of appealing to a human aesthetic. But is charismatic and a pleasant enough voice that easily is kind of passed over his out of place looks. But he will ask, who are these? Motioning at Lucian.
Lucius Estebold, and I will go to shake hand.
Estebold, of Bold Partners or Bold Financial?
Acquisitions.
Oh.
I'm not laughing in character.
it's a polite handshake. It is not a friendly one.
Yeah. Then you know who I am then. But perhaps you don't understand our businesses well, Bolsonaro?
No, I know the name alone.
Then we are interested in doing business with you. My associates have told me about this mission that you have on Friday.
Yeah, he'll look over at Oswald and Dosh before looking back to you. We'll cut outside to Fours. Outside, a couple androids are smoking a cigarette, standing near the entrance to the bar, keeping underneath the awning as not to get rained on. But what are you up to?
Putting the finishing touches on my disguise. I'm going to give myself a few spritz of WD-40 under the arms, try and mask my organic scent, and put on some sunglasses and head in about 10 minutes or so after those guys are in. Taking a look around with my 16.
Looking about, though this isn't your neighborhood, so it's harder to say, but between you finishing up the touches on your disguise and coming out here and getting ready to go in, you believe you've seen the same vehicle drive by twice.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm gonna hang out with these guys under the umbrella then. And I'm gonna be keeping my eye out, see if I can get an ID of the driver or maybe a plate. Do we have plates in this world?
Yeah, there'd be plates. There'd be some way to identify that's a useful enough thing that would be cross everything.
Mm-hmm.
A more libertarian fantasy world where they wouldn't regulate your car.
What is your job? So you decided to stay outside after becoming suspicious of the vehicle that's passed by.
Mm-hmm. How big is it? Is it like a big truck type of thing, or like a smaller personal?
Looks like a delivery van size.
Okay, some creepy Amazon Prime shit going on.
You know.
Not creepy, like a van that tows around other things.
Correct.
But inside, Bosnaros will, after looking at both Oswald and Dosh, will say that yes, we were hoping to get assistance. Take a test run with your employees, I assume?
Associates.
Then yes, with your associates. He'll lean forward in his chair and announce that we have reason to suspect shipment from Amon Advancements will be down at the Selene docks.
Can I ask about what is in the shipment?
Well, it's off the books, you see. Our information gatherers have found that it's coming from what we assume to be an unmarked black site further out in the ocean.
Be curious. Why are you doing this?
He'll laugh and, well, step one, because fuck them.
Step two. I operate in the same way.
Corporations need to be held accountable for what they're doing. Should be brought to light, and they should be brought down. The largest threat to our world is Amon Advancements.
Makes sense. What do you expect from us?
This Friday evening, I'll expect bodies to help deal with the defenses, as well as help take things off the ship. We need a place to store it. We need a place quiet and out of the way.
And that's where we can really help.
Excellent. He'll motion over for another android. Thinner in frame, but it is fully dressed, as opposed to some of the other androids seen, which do walk around without clothing on, for it's not needed. As she approaches, she'll take a seat at the table and introduce herself as Thread.
Thread.
Boss Narson mentioned that Thread here will be leading the mission on Friday. She's going to be able to help get past a lot of the security.
Dash will also introduce himself and say, I like your use of color, mentioning her clothes. Subtle, but tasteful.
She will accept the compliment happily and mention that she'd be happy to show you around a few of the local tailors.
Oh, for sure. You'd totally be down for that.
We can definitely store anything in our facilities, and it is somewhat remote and kind of, you know, not, it's not exactly off-grid, right? But it's remote. As for bodies for this mission, though, what kind of risks are we taking?
Thread would explain that from what she can tell so far, that it should be equipped with only a few Amon soldiers. Now, that being said, they will be well-equipped with heavy assault rifles and tactical armor, ready to defend the ship and the products within. If we can incapacitate them without killing them, that's probably for the best, as not to invite more attention than necessary, but these are also corporate goons that will not hesitate to remove you. Once on the ship, then yes, I do plan on us removing whatever crates we find there, and if you say you have a place to store them, then taking them to those locations so that they can more readily be searched through. Ors.
Yep.
Outside, the androids finish their cigarette before heading in. The van that you were worried about, you'll see, will park at the end of the block before four bodies will get out of the back.
Okay. Like people?
People. Humanoid.
The zombies approach.
Yeah.
All right. What direction are they coming this way? At the end of the block, is that too far away to be able to make out faces or any other description?
In the block, you can see that they are putting on masks. You can see that they have peekers on. At night, it is a little bit harder to spot, but you see as they load up Rethi auto rifles.
Abdominal or something.
Oh, shit.
Give me your perception.
This is a little bit more important. Let's roll a 22.
Perfect. With a 22, you can recognize the logo printed on the shoulder pads that they have.
Uh-huh.
Small Applied Solutions.
Big fucking surprise.
All right. I'm going to try with my steady hands, as steady as my hands can be, to quickly be texting Oswald with an update. Forearmed Applied Solutions potentially heading this way.
Oswald will check his phone when it buzzes, probably out loud say, oh, shit.
Are they coming this way down the block, or are they targeting another place? Can I tell?
Three Rethi auto rifles are heading in the direction of the bar. You can see based on the Applied Solutions uniforms, they could very easily be mistaken as Seekers in their current uniform. The one in the front, leading them, does appear to be in heavy tactical armor.
Oh, shit.
With a Corlean thumper in his hands.
I've seen a couple of Applied dudes. Are there any familiar faces among them? Or I guess it's nighttime and they're still kind of far away.
Yeah, nighttime and they're all masked up with gear on and helmets.
Okay. I'm just going to spam a bunch of exclamation points to Oswald's phone.
Yeah, I'll turn to Lucian and say, boss, we got to go, like, right now. There's some solutions agents are on their way. They're going to bust in the front door any minute.
How many red bandana guys are there here?
You'd probably guess closer, maybe 10.
Sounds good. Oswald, I think we're going to stand our ground on this one. And I'll turn to our new friend here. What's his name? Sorry. Abaddonna or something?
Bossanaro.
Bossanaro.
But we just got a new NPC name.
I like that you just threw a random syllables together that didn't have any connection whatsoever. Abadabada.
that's a new high-end clothing chain.
So, Boss and Otto, I'll turn to them and get ready to flip tables. This bar is about to be under attack. As calm as I say that, I'm moving to an area where I'm not going to get shot.
I'm going to get up from the table and find a different booth that I can kind of like get some partial cover from.
Yeah, as you guys flip tables.
Anybody have a light?
I mean, I can create light, probably. Hold on one second, but...
Oh, no, it's like a lighter.
Oh,
like, nope. Like a Zippo.
Yeah.
Zippo's a level 2 sorcerer spell.
Is there like a book of matches or anything on the tables?
Yeah, there's definitely smokers here, so there are lighters available.
All right, I'm going to take a drink of my drink, but not swallow it.
As you guys flip tables and take defensive positions, you will see underneath the table next to Bosanaro's, with his chair pushed back, is a briefcase.
Dun, 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 dun.
Before they get too much further down the block, or before they get to the front of the bar, I will casually start strolling away towards them, but, you know, to pass them.
I mean, you look just like an android, right? Not a red bandana member?
Yeah, correct.
You will begin to stroll by them.
I kind of want to end up scoping out the van. I want to see if they left anybody there, if they left a driver, or if they, you know, see if I can perhaps be of some assistance outside.
Yeah, you can see there is a local driver, headphones on. He seems to be drumming to the beat of some music he's listening to.
All right.
He has 3 different beanies on.
Okay.
But otherwise looks very lightly equipped. He doesn't look like he has heavy weapons like the other ones do.
Mm-hmm.
Though passing by in the night, you can see he does have a pistol on the dashboard.
Okay. I won't be doing anything too hasty, but I'll be assessing as it goes.
Perfect. Yeah. Pistol on the dashboard, a data pad in the passenger seat that you can see is playing the least hits from DJ Cash Masterson.
Nice.
Inside the bar, Red Bandana members are loading up machine pistols, kind of lighter firearms. It seems to go quiet. Bartender has taken a hidden position behind the register.
I look up. Is there a ceiling, skylights? What are we looking at up here? Is that a viable avenue of attack for somebody from outside?
No, in this warehouse, no. It looks like it's just tin metal sheeting on top.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, this is in between Red Bandanas and Applied Solutions, so do what we can, but don't put yourself in danger.
I'm going to hang near Bosanaro's. I'm going to see if I can use the chaos here to mess with them.
The door will slowly open. A large imposing frame will come through and heavy tactical armor. You can see it's kitted out. Those of you who have knowledge engineering can recognize this as division armor. But he enters in. You see the Corleone Thumper, a sawed-off shotgun in one hand. In the other hand, it seems to have the, though not currently activated, a hard light tower shield in the other.
What's a Corleone Thumper?
Short barrel double shotgun for close quarters jungle fighting. It's usually built with a lot of metal scrap in it to hopefully shave off natural armor of creatures that you're fighting, or if you're wearing light armor, it can tear that open pretty quick.
So hopefully these tables aren't IKEA.
In a loud booming voice, I will call out to the bar. Greetings, patrons of the Wagon Wheel. We apologize for the interruption in tonight's activities. We have been hired for the retrieval of a single object. If you turn this over to us now, you'll be able to continue your evening without problem or further interruption from us. If not, I am required to inform you that I've been paid a substantial fee to make sure I return it, regardless of who interferes.
Kind of waiting on Bosanaro on this one.
Behind him, 3 others, not wearing division armor, but heavy tactical armor, with Rethiato rifles, will enter in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bosanaro looks at Thread and looks at the briefcase. For a moment there, words seemed to pass between them without them saying a thing.
They did what we wanted. Rich bastards.
Before Thread will stand up, putting her hands over her head, and reach down slowly to grab the briefcase. You will then begin to walk.
No, wait. I want to try something. I'm going to put my stick on the briefcase and hold it and grab it from her. See if she'll let me take it. I'm not going to like steal it from her.
She'll look at you confused as you, slip the stick through the handle and...
Yeah. And I'll say, oh, no worry, boys. We got it from here. I'm trying to play off like, this is our job, right? So it's like, he hired both of us. So I'm trying to, I know they're going to try to kill us to take it, but.
Also hired us first.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We'll have to reckon eventually what's actually inside this thing, though.
I'll say, we already contacted, I'm going to lie. What was his name?
Ben?
Ben. He knows we have the briefcase, so no need.
Give me the bluff.
Yeah. This one counts. Where's my 20? All right, here I roll. Bam, bam, bam. 22. I rolled a 12.
As he goes to roll his sense motive, 4s, what are you up to outside?
Staring intently at my HCOM, waiting for any messages.
I believe you got a K. and then a text that says they want the case.
Yep. But I mean, meta wise, I know that initiatives is and shit like that's going down, so I'm just sitting tight.
Across the board, the leader of this applied solutions transaction stops. I rolls the sense motive, getting a 19 to your 22. He will reach for his HCOM.
What else? Do something.
I don't know if Lucius or Oswald, if you have anything you want to do, but otherwise, yeah, this guy will.
I'm really intimidated by this dude right now, so no.
Things I can do, but aren't, they would be standard actions. I don't know if it's something that you could do in response to this in this situation, but I would think if I want to stop him from talking, I can do something right now if we're in that kind of scenario.
We're not fully in initiative yet. He is getting ready to make the call.
Also, you said that the roof is
tin, like the metal
tin roof.
Corrugated.
See, it did matter.
Yeah. I was going to say, I could throw it to Oswald and just have him zip his way out of here if there's like some sort of exit up top.
I mean, there's probably a back exit.
Like a door, yeah. Oh, you might be able, you can get there pretty quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right.
I'm just sitting tight as well, because it feels like the play is we're trying to like boldly talk our way through this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I do well.
We are quickly approaching Cheez-It territory.
Right. Yeah. Now, that part I can do.
I'll hand the briefcase to Oswald as I kind of walk towards the guy who's trying to call Ben. Huh. And be like, it's just like, we don't really want trouble. I mean, we get it. This is a lot of money on the line. So why don't we just split it? We all just go home.
He holds up his finger as he's on the phone.
I'm interested in who he's talking to. But at the same time, I kind of want to blow up the phone.
I'm going to look to Lucius and look towards the back of the establishment.
Get ready that action.
Yeah, you'll get a nod from me.
All right. Then I'm going to start calmly walking towards the rear of the place, hoping there's a door back there.
Is there... Wait, sorry. You have the briefcase, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, figured it out.
So with the call being made, what he notices that Oswald is just trying to walk out with it, he will call a stop as he fires the Corlean Thumper into the air.
Shit. I probably don't stop. My reaction probably is to go ahead and fire a grappling hook and accelerate forward.
What I would like to do is try to stop him from having that Corlean Thumper. So that's the standard action. That sounds like initiatives.
No, it sounds like initiative time. All right, outside, Fours, what are you up to? You hear the loud blast. Yeah.
I think I just have to straight up commit to it at this point. I got a text from Oswald says, case in hand, about to bolt. I know they want the case. So I'm going to have to try and Grand Theft Auto this poor Lykel and try not to get shot in the process. Yep, I'm going to try and rip open the driver's side door and just catch him by surprise, try and pull him out of the driver's seat.
He's a Lykel, right? It's kind of like stealing a car from a baby.
Yeah. I just hope he's not strapped into his booster seat.
Hopefully he didn't earn one of his hats for being a Formula One racer or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, Formula One racer, that's fine. But if he's got any like hand-to-hand combat training, that's going to be
exactly.
Well, you'll know you're fucked if he's wearing driver's gloves.
Well, I don't know. Lucius wears those.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, shit. He's a sorcerer. Oh, wait. He's a sorcerer. Oh, handy from baby.
Turns out he just has a box cutter.
So are we diverting to initiative rounds, or do I get to try and do this business as what part of a surprise?
So Sean, yeah, you move up to the side. Yeah, good. We'll throw you on the initiative thing here. Applied Solutions will open fire. The first one firing at Oswald.
No.
The rat-a-tat of the auto rethy rifle is booming inside of this warehouse converted bar. 23 versus touch AC.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is going to hurt.
9 points of damage?
9 points of damage incoming. All right. Ow.
Shoot the second time with the 24.
Yeah.
For 16 points.
Ow.
How you looking?
Okay, I'm at 24 or 41 now.
So, Oswald, Bullets spray past Thread, striking you as you are making the run for the door.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Yeah, can I see an exit from where I'm at?
You can. Yeah, there is definitely a back exit to this warehouse.
Great. I'm going to fire a grappling hook and just burst through that. And then hopefully I'm outside at the rear of the building and not just like deeper in what is actually a larger building.
No, going to the exit, you are outside in the rain in a back alley.
Great. I go up 80 feet up. and with those two moves, I think that's my turn.
This one will begin rushing forward that direction. We'll come within attack range if you'd so wish, Dosh.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he will provoke as he moves by, rifle in hand.
I will attempt to trip as he moves past. I rolled 13 with a plus 9 for a 22.
Will hit.
Oh, well, well. Yeah, I use my stick as he runs past, spin around and hit his knees.
You're able to smash him cross legs and send him falling to the floor. Lucius.
I'm going to kind of still duck and cover. I imagine that the guy that I'm pinging right now has the Corlean Thumper.
Yes.
I'm going to cast a spell, and it's going to be Burning Disarm. I don't want him to hold on to that thing anymore. So okay. There's a reflex save that's going to be DC 14.
Then, yes, he has dropped the Corlean Thumper on the ground. He's left with only his unactivated hard light tower shield and his cell phone in the other hand.
This is a verbal and somatic spell, so I don't give any indication that I have cast a spell.
Alrighty.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. This gun just like in his mind.
Yeah, for some reason, his gun just got real hot for a second, and there's just some fucking middle-aged guy in the hiding behind a bookcase looking at him weird.
What a weird detail to add.
Very well. Outside, the Lycal continues to drum away. Listen to his sweet beats. Go ahead and give me your stealth as you move up to it versus his perception.
I'm going to drop a 16.
Alrighty.
That's my sneaky business.
Your sneaky business is successful as he rolls a 9. but he seems unaware as you are able to move up and open the door.
Wait, going to hop up, grab shoulder, grab sleeve, and just yank him out. Hopefully he's not wearing a seatbelt.
Go ahead and give me that grapple check.
All right. Yeah! 22.
All right. Sitting and unaware, he is caught off guard as you open the door, grab onto his sleeve.
I'm surprised a small child-sized man listening to music.
The blue gnome hits the ground, thrown to the floor as his headphones pop off.
If I have any juice left this turn for my actions, I'm going to begin to try to calmly drive away.
Yeah, I mean, the vehicle is still on.
Yep. That's what I was hoping. If he had the keys, boy, my plans would have to be changing now.
All right, inside, gunfire bound. Dosh, you'll see Red Band members are moving towards the exit with Bosnaris and Thread looking at you guys, rather betrayed, and thinking that this is clearly was a sting. But that being said, it is your turn. You've knocked that one to the ground. You see the leader in front of you has dropped his burning hot shotgun. And the other two have guns trained and ready.
Yeah. Take a 5-foot step as I tap my stick as I walk around this guy, as I enter into stick fighting style. And I'll say, you shouldn't have interrupted our drinks. And as I smack him with the stick, I'm going to try to do a full attack action for 23.
Hits.
And I get the one. I get a second one because of... Oh, I'll use a key point to take a second one with an 11. And then I get a free combat maneuver whenever I take a full attack action with stick fighting style. So I'm going to try to disarm him.
Yeah.
With a 20.
And his CMD is less than that.
Nice.
And the damage from my first attack that did hit is 13.
Keepers, howdy. Yeah, he looks well past bloodied as he's smashed in the face on the ground. Are you kicking the gun away or are you picking it up as part of your disarm?
Oh, I get one hand in my stick, so if I could pick it up, no, I'll kick it away. Towards behind me.
All right. Sorcerer!
Here's a gun. I'm good with those.
One of the Applied Solution members, well, looking around here, open fire at Dosh, fire twice using the automatic option. 22 and 25.
Both hit.
10 and 7.
All right.
All right, the leader here will put up a hand commanding basically his men to stop. say that we're leaving now. We need to get that briefcase. We'll deal with the rest of these later. His hands still burned, he will not pick up his Corleone Thumper, as he will head towards the exit. The other one here will follow suit, but we'll keep the gun trained on you guys, with it ready to action if anyone tries to attack at them. Outside, Oswald, you've propelled yourself upward into the rain on top of the warehouse. Where to now?
Oh, gosh. I know this place was being staked out by that van. I don't know Forez's status because I haven't had time to check in with him. I don't know if we were followed here. So I'm going to head... I'm just going to start traveling rooftops north, I guess, as long as that's not back towards Bold Requisitions. Just a random direction away for now. So yeah, I'll spend a full turn doing that. So that should get me a few buildings farther away.
As you come tearing away from the building, you will notice the drone that is sitting floating above the warehouse.
Yeah.
Though it does not seem to be altering its position or changing its motion or movement, as it is just facing the alleyway you came out of.
Okay, so it doesn't seem to be tracking me?
It is not.
Great. Then for now, I will not interfere with it, but I will have a different plan for how to lose line of sight on that on my next turn.
Soldier on the ground in front of you, Dosh. Mm-hmm. Weaponless, he will get to his one knee and hands up. Attempt to stand to begin moving away.
Yeah, they're leaving. I'm not going to force it.
Very well.
This is exciting.
Lucius.
Them leaving is the best case scenario. So,
sorry, guys.
Yeah, outside. Fours. The small gnome yells, trying to get up as you are able to start driving.
All right. I'm going to flip a Yui so I don't have to drive by guys with big guns.
Yeah. You see the symbol dangling from the rearview mirror, marking this Lycle as a follower of Prospera.
Shit. Yeah. Okay.
As you pull around, you're not going to hit the Lycle with your car, are you?
No.
Then yeah, you're able to use that standard action to make the turn. I don't know. Do you have points in drive?
I do.
Perfect. Give me a drive check. Oh, hell yeah. 19. Easily done as the van skids out for a moment, hovering across, and takes off down the street. You can see on the data pad next to you, though it does have its music player in the corner.
The Arbiter.
It does appear to be a still shot of an alleyway.
Nice. All right.
In the rear view, you can see a Lycle throwing down one of his many hats.
Awesome. I'm just going to try and go until I'm going to try and go for a few blocks and then start looking for like a parking garage that I can.
That's not too hard as you get a little bit out of this bar area. Mm-hmm. You can definitely find more business buildings. So you can definitely find a parking garage.
Nice. I assume that'll take a minute. So
yeah, no, that'll no one is any speed or ready to catch up with you yet. So
yeah,
yeah, back inside.
I think this is so far worked out better than, like, more than half of the things that we've ever actually planned.
Yep.
Dosh.
Yeah, I'll start to back up towards the bar and take a seat if they're leaving.
With that, they will leave the bar. Most of the Red Bandana members have ran out at this point. Once the Applied Solutions head out through the front door, besides Falk, the bartender, it is a pretty quiet place in here for the moment.
Can I go lock the front door as they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to the bar? Go like, watch as they leave and click, aggressively click the deadbolt. Bassanaro and Thread still here with the bartender?
No, they would have left out the back.
Oh.
Every Red Bandana member has pretty much just run away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, then let's go too.
Shows how they function.
Yeah. When shit gets hard, they run away.
Sounds like we should have done that, but...
Well, we have a briefcase and they don't, so let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
there we are.
Yeah, I guess it's just me and you in here then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll grab something from behind that bottle from behind the bar and head out to the back.
I'm kind of in the same mentality. Grab something that I can drink and be like... Please, take care of yourself. We're out of here now.
A couple minutes before you get the text or message from Fours, Oswald, depending on, I guess, on
yeah,
what...
Yeah, I'm still worried about... I don't know anything about that drone, so my plan was to, like, tuck into a building and then like go out a window on the side and continue to maneuver from there. But after I do that for a little bit, I would then text Forrest and say, case in hand, I've escaped. Don't know the status of the others.
All right. I have to ditch this van. Where should we meet up?
I probably would not answer that yet. And instead, I would just call Lucius. Okay. Imagining a really sad scene of like his phone ringing on the floor next to his dead body.
But instead,
that's what we think of you.
And how you should. But instead,
I mean, I left you to face down four Applied Solutions agents with guns drawn.
Right. Walking out with the only bottle of alcohol in this establishment with Dosh. Right. And the thumper. Sorry, this is very funny to me.
You got a Rethi auto rifle and a thumper.
Right. I could probably only carry a thumper and a bottle of liquor. If Dosh grabs the other.
I'm not leaving my stick. I have a bottle of liquor and my stick. So they're almost all on the ground.
There's a very expensive rifle just hanging out on the floor.
The auto rifle would definitely have a sling.
Yeah, if I have a sling, I'll strap it over my shoulder. And
so fine, we have it. We're just setting our priorities here.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we walk out of this place, not exploding for some reason, I'll answer the phone. Oswald.
Holy shit, you're alive. Yeah, got away. Where should we meet up, boss?
Let's meet up, if you can find a way, back at the shop.
You got it. Click.
Right.
Then I will text back for us and say, meet back up at the shop.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss how we talk with the red bandanas.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy about this.
Probably not. But we did also just save their lives.
Right.
So
did we? It seemed like they were pretty willing to give up the case and just let the solutions agents leave with it.
And yeah, I hear you on that.
We saved them.
But was it going to be a...
I think instead we just got their place shot up.
The way I see it, they were never going to just take the briefcase and leave. They were going to shoot them up anyways. But that's just my perspective.
Thinking the worst of everybody.
Of these guys, at least. Yeah, when we get back, we'll definitely want to look at what's inside.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I think Oswald's curiosity is going to get the best of him. He's going to assume he's going to be able to get back to the shop before anybody else. So
you will.
I'm going to pop open the case and take a peek inside.
A couple things here. You get there first as you pop in. Barry would immediately go to grab you a towel. You've been outside in the rain this whole time.
I'd probably just absentmindedly take it. I'm pretty used to being rained on.
Gore has probably gone home for the evening at this point. So it's just you and Barry as you go to open this. Go ahead and give me your perception to search it.
Okay.
Not even locked.
I rolled a 6 for a total of 14.
Okay. It is locked.
Oh, so disable device then to open it, yeah?
Correct.
Okay. I rolled an 18 for a 28.
Excellent.
Also, I like how Barry's priority was like the rain on my head and not the bullet holes in my back.
Androids are funny that way.
Last thing you want to do is get wet and short circuit. Correct. So with the 28 on your disabled device, you are able to undo the locks on this. Something you can tell by the scratches and dents on it that the red bandana was not.
Hmm.
You are also able to tell from this that there was a trap here before that clearly has already been activated. Mm. You can see the circuitry pushed around it that probably would have electrified this briefcase and sent arcs throughout the room. So wherever this was opened, it probably wasn't good for whoever had it.
People died.
But that being said, you open to a smooth black velvet inside. There are 6 compartments, indents in it, that hold in place 6 perfectly formed diamonds.
Hmm.
On top of it is a note saying that I consider us even, from the Archbishop of the Church of Legallo to Typh Raylan, CEO of Amon Advancements. Huh. On the back of this, it has the notes that each one of these diamonds is engraved with the true resurrection spell, with instructions stating on how to announce a trigger for it and where to hold it on your person.
Wow.
Obviously, I'll need every last one of those.
Something's got to keep you alive. It's not your stats.
We just found fancy defibrillators.
It would not even occur to me to take any of those diamonds. So
the rest of you will get back to base as a very nervous Barry is waiting for you all with...
So I imagine do we have a conference room other than Lucius's office?
Yeah, We do.
That's where I'm at then.
Just real quick. When I pull into the parking garage, I'm going to search the van real quick for valuables. Just I'm going to cleverly make it look like a robbery by robbing them.
You will find extra bullets, clips, some smoke bombs, a few doubt bombs, stun baton.
Just an arsenal?
Yeah, looks like pretty lightly packed, but used for small kind of urban control. Looks like that's what they were hired for this mission.
Okay. I'll try and grab as much of the most valuable stuff as I see it that I could easily carry. And I'll also be discarding my disguise before leaving the parking garage.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, all of this stuff would be in cases.
Mm-hmm.
You leave behind your vent tubing stuff that make up your arms.
No, I don't want to leave my disguise, like, strewn around.
Okay.
But I will be disposing of the extra bits in a dumpster somewhere.
Very well. Then you're able to loot what you can from Applied Solutions, taking just, yeah, their cases of extra bullets and smoke bombs and flashbangs, things like that.
Nice.
And then just catch the bus back to go home? Or call for a pickup?
Yeah, probably just bus it is fine. If I'm fairly far away, but
15-minute bus ride later, a short car trip. All of you are back at base with Oswald and the briefcase.
Oswald kind of helped, but notice that you opened it.
Yeah, wanted to make sure it wasn't going to explode on us, boss.
What is it?
I imagine I just have it sitting there open, so I'll just flip it around so you can see the diamonds and note.
So it sounds really awful. I will do what I can do magically to see if it's actually what it is. What do you need from me? A spellcraft check or something?
Sure.
True Resurrection is a really high-level spell.
It is.
Right, so how... I rolled an 18. That could never pass.
So it's not going to pass for identify, like, if this is the real thing, you can't prove it's not or is.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, it's enough for you to say that this would be something... Like, this is so far out of any price range you've probably ever seen.
Right. Like, enough people have probably even died for this that it's probably legit, but... and they are magic, right? Because it's easier for me to just...
Yeah, detecting magic, they are severely magical.
All right.
Yeah, you can do Knowledge Arcana, determine the thing. They give up a strong, strong aura of conjuration.
Right. So detect magic is probably what's reinforcing what's on that.
Feeling around in the velvet box, you can see that it is lead-lined. Like, you wouldn't be... Like your detection doesn't go through the briefcase. It's only because you can see the diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the red bandana guys knew this was what they got, or if it was just there's an Amon guy walking down the street. Let's jump him.
Well, it was still locked when I got it, and trapped besides, so somebody got zapped trying to open this thing.
This is more valuable than we can probably comprehend. This is lives, every one of these crystals.
Do you think we could use that to argue for more money?
I think we've gotten ourselves into more trouble than we understand.
Thanks for listening, and a special thanks to Nihilor for providing us the music. Both the intro and outro were created by him, and the title of the track is Bush Week.